That was me.
Oh. I dead ass thought that was random.
That was me.
Wow.
I'm back.
You sound like a 40-year-old black guy.
I am back.
Hi, I'm Christina.
And I'm Shauna. We're two best friends in our 30s just navigating motherhood.
And dishing all the hilarious, inappropriate truths that go with it. We are Millennial Moms.
I really did miss your burps.
I missed them too.
When you were pregnant. Uh-huh. You just looked sad.
I was. The whole time.
Because you couldn't burp.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. It's been a little bit. The last time we saw you, you were maybe 30 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
Marshall just turned 5 months.
Yesterday. Oh, man.
It's been a ride.
Hmm.
So that's at least 7 months.
We got all the content now.
We got so much content in the last 7 months.
Woof.
If you had to pick one word to describe motherhood so far.
Dude, it's cool.
It is cool.
He's so cool.
Marshall is so cool.
He's so cool. He's a cool baby. Not here, I guess, but he's cool.
Really hates his Auntie Christina. We had a good run.
It was good.
For like a month. Things were good. Did you just try and clip Amara's hair clip to your nose ring? No. I think that you did.
Good thing we're not on video.
Yeah, what's it like being a child with a child?
It's interesting.
For sure.
I don't know when, like, the mom is coming. The real mom. When's she coming? My mom. Somebody's mom.
Somebody else's mom. No, I think, jokes aside, you have stepped into motherhood like a fish to water. Fish don't step.
If they did, though.
But if they did.
I would have taken the step.
It would have been a fish step into water.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, so, let's see. The last 7 months ago, let's all think back real hard. We were talking about your intense fear of death.
Yeah, I'm alive. Here I am.
Woo!
Made it.
They probably all thought you died.
They probably thought I died.
Well, she didn't.
I didn't.
She's here, guys.
Here I am.
Hooray!
Made it.
Barely.
They did, in fact, knock me out, though.
This is why you have to be very careful what you put into the universe. Because you verbatim said, I hope they knock me out.
Knock me the fuck out, I believe I said. Yep.
There it is. You wished for that. Mm. Can you walk us through your wild labor and delivery?
I went to my 38-week doctor's appointment, and I apparently had a high blood pressure. But it wasn't even that bad.
It wasn't like an emergency.
My bottom number was 92. Or top number. One of the numbers was 92.
Okay.
The nurse was like, oh, the doctor will come in and take it again. I'm sure it's fine. So she did. It was fine. And then she sent me over to get monitored anyway. And I was fucking pissed.
Oh, I remember that.
It was Wednesday. It was my day off. I had 2 days left of work.
Till you were on maternity
leave. Till I was on maternity leave. And they sent me over to get monitored for 3 fucking hours in a room with no windows.
That it's a teeny tiny, like a closet.
I didn't even tell Colby because I was like, I do this all the time. They send me over all the time. And then I was there for like 3 hours. Even the nurse thought I was going to leave.
You texted me and you're like, I'm going home as soon as they discharge me.
Yeah. And then she came in and sat on the bed. And I was like, you should probably get up. What are you doing?
I'm about to head out.
And she's like, well, you're not going to go home. We're going to induce you and you're going to have your baby. And I was like, not me. I got to go to Walmart. I gotta wash my hair.
You specifically, at the end of your pregnancy, everybody kept saying, that baby's coming any day. The baby's coming. You said, I have to work.
I have to work.
Like, I have to work until this date.
June 30th was my last day of work.
And you told the doctor when she came in and said, you're not leaving. You said, I have to work.
I said, I have to work tomorrow. I'm going to work tomorrow. I have 2 full days. Full.
And she said, no, you're not.
She said, you're not going to go to work. All happy. I'm not happy. I got to go to work, lady. My clients are going to be fucking pissed. When am I supposed to get them in? And all I wanted to do was wash my hair.
Okay, so they tell you you're going to be induced. You're having your baby.
Yeah.
You're not going home.
And I said, can I please go home? Can I please just go home and take a shower and get my stuff? I will come back. I promise I'll come back. I need to let my dogs out. She's like, I can't let you leave. I freaked out. And I was like, oh, so I'm in jail? I'm just in jail? She's like, no, you're not in jail, Shauna.
Oh, okay.
Feels like I'm in jail. I've never been there, but.
To jail?
Or the hospital.
Either one.
I don't go there.
Never. You don't have health insurance.
No. So then she's like, what if I let you take a shower before we get you all hooked up to stuff? I found some good shampoo.
To a hairdresser?
That's yeah. And I said, what's the good shampoo? Because I do hair. She goes, well, it's a Mika. I'm like, okay. Well,
oh.
That's good.
Then. That it? Wow.
Yeah. Somebody left it. Like, one of the nurses left it up there.
I was going to say, that was somebody's personal supply.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So, she let me take a shower. I washed my hair, calmed down a little bit, called Kolb's, told him not to panic.
Yeah.
But he was panicking.
Yeah.
Then she hooked me up, well, tried to hook me up to my IV.
Shauna doesn't like needles, for the record. She did very well throughout this pregnancy.
Yeah, and she blew both my veins in both my hands twice, so one nurse on twice on this hand, a different nurse twice on this hand, and then I said that they don't have any more chances to call somebody that can do it. Yes.
Is Kolb's there at this point?
No.
Okay.
No, I did all that by myself.
Okay, so he went home and got all your stuff.
I told him, go home, shower, eat something, because he gets way hangrier than I do.
Kolb's gets hangry.
He does.
Yeah.
So I told him, eat something, let the dogs out, get all my stuff, and then he came up not long after that.
And the hospital is, like, 2 minutes from
here. Yeah. Then I had to do cervix ripening.
I love a good
It was fucking gross. The whole thing was gross.
Yeah.
It was all disgusting. Like, that was the least disgusting part of the whole thing. Because it was just some pill they put up there, and,
yeah,
like, I just sit there.
Yeah.
But they did that 3 times.
And was that all, was 3 times all on Wednesday? Or are, yeah, we now into, okay, so that was all Wednesday. Okay.
And then I had to get the balloon.
I was there for the balloon.
You were there when I got it in?
Yeah.
When I got it in?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Was I there?
I came to visit you. It was Thursday because it was sunny. And I remember you had a very long night.
Dude, I don't remember that. I don't remember you coming to visit me until after.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't fucking remember shit.
I'm not overly surprised, to be honest. You went through it, and you didn't sleep for 3 days. Okay, so I came to visit you when you told me to, because I was like, you know what, you and Kolb's, you sit there and have this time together. I'll come as soon as you tell me to come. As soon as you tell me to come, I'll be there. So I waited, and I believe it was Thursday morning that you texted and said, hey, you can come visit. So I came up there, and as soon, Kolby had stepped out to smoke.
Motherfucker.
I think you told him to.
Probably.
I think you were like, go. And so your nurse was in there when I walked in, and she was doing your vitals. And when I walked in, you started crying. And yeah, just like, and I came over and gave you a giant hug, and you were sobbing.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh my God, really?
Nope.
You were sobbing, and your nurse goes, I think she just really needed a hug. And you were just like, it had been a long 24 hours of that.
I don't fucking remember that. At all.
Okay, so.
Damn.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't remember that.
Nope.
Okay, so you were sobbing on me. I held you for a little bit. And then Kolb's came back in. And I hung around for a little bit. I was asking how you are. You're like, I'm okay. I'm just a little bit overwhelmed. So then the nurse came.
Dude, I was so fucking scared.
The doctor came in.
Dix
came in and said that they were going to do the balloon. And so I was like, I'll step outside and give you some privacy. So I went into the hallway. And I paced the hallway forever. And I heard you screaming. And I heard you crying. And I heard the doctor be like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
She was so nice. She felt so fucking bad.
She's very nice. But yeah, she was very, she felt terrible for you. Because they couldn't get it in to your cervix. That's how like clenched up and non-responsive your body naturally was to this.
I was not ready.
So this was a process that was supposed to be fairly quick. I was in the hallway for almost 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And when I came back in, I cannot believe you don't remember this.
No.
When I came back in, the nurse came out and said, we're almost done with her. And so I came back in. Kolby was sitting on the chair by the window, ashen. And he was like,
was he really?
Not okay.
Aww.
He was not okay. And so I walked over to him and I said, why don't we go step out in the hall? Like, she's good. Let's go for a walk in the hall. I cannot believe you don't.
Nope.
So I said, let's go for a walk in the hall, because he needed a minute. And we get in the hallway and he starts crying. And he's like,
aww, yeah. Oh, my Kolb's.
He said, He said, I thought I could handle this, and I can't handle this. He said, aww. I cannot see her in this much pain. And he was very shaken.
That was the tip of it, buddy.
That was just the beginning, Cole.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was very upset. And so I gave him a hug, and I said, go smoke. You know, get yourself together. It's not easy to watch the person that you love go through that kind of pain. And he was very, very upset. And then he started doubting himself. And he was like, I need to be strong for her. And I feel like I'm going to be sick. He almost passed out when they put your balloon in.
He almost passed out when they took it out, too.
Oh, I'm sure. He sat there when we went into the hall. Because I walked in and instantly this guy was sweating, pale. And he was sitting there like this. And I was like, Kolbs, how about we step in the hallway really quick?
I do not fucking remember that at all.
I'm not surprised, because by the end of your birth, it had been, we're not even there.
No.
So, took him to the hall. He said, I don't know that I can do this. And I was like, Colby, you're doing great. I said, just if you feel like you need a moment, take a moment, breathe. And he was like, they shoved that thing up there and they yanked it out and it was covered in blood. And he's like,
Oh, that's when it came out. That's when it came out.
That was when they tried the first time and had to take it back out. Mm. And then they had to do it again. Yeah. And Colby was like, I can't do this.
That hurt so fucking bad.
Dude, I couldn't even imagine.
That hurt so bad.
They came. So when I was in the hall, the nurse came out and said, we're almost done, but it's going to be a minute. And then they said we couldn't get, we had trouble. She couldn't legally tell me they couldn't get in. She said, we're having some trouble. And I was like, so I just like had my ear to the door, like trying to figure out what was going on. And I'll never forget, my shoes were squeaky. And so I'm pacing the hallway because I'm so nervous. And all you hear is squeak, 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 squeak. So anytime somebody walked by, I just stopped so that they didn't know I was squeaking.
It's not me. I am not the squeaker.
It's her cervix squeaking in there.
There's not going. That thing's not moving.
Put some oil up there.
Do something.
Okay. So yeah. So then they finally got it in. And then that was when I came in. You were upset, but you were good. You were stable. Colby went out. And when he came back in, I think you were in a bit of shock.
Yeah, because I don't fucking remember this, so I had to have been.
Yeah, so you were very quiet, and I mean, you hadn't slept.
Yeah.
You hadn't slept Wednesday. You had been trying to labor and going through all this on Thursday. So I stayed for about an hour, and then I left, and I was like, Colby, text me. You know, I knew that you guys needed to just focus.
Nobody would leave.
Yeah, you kept having people show up left and right. Yeah. So then that was Thursday afternoon was when I was there. So then I left. Like I said, I stayed about an hour, left. And you had texted me that night, Thursday night, and said there's been no change.
Yeah, she took that thing out at 5. It was Thursday night when she took the balloon out.
Yes, because they kept it in for a couple hours.
It comes out when you're at 5 centimeters. Okay. So I was at 5. It was 8 o'clock Thursday night because she took that out and he almost passed out again because he's like, Shauna, there was like blood and like mucus. And I was like, yeah, it was probably my mucus plug. He goes, you're what? I don't know either. I do not know it either. I'm just here.
I'm just here for the ride, Colby. I know as much as you do.
And then she broke my water after that.
Yes.
And I stayed at a 5. From 8 o'clock Thursday night to 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock Friday morning.
Yes.
I did not progress at all.
At what point did you get the epidural?
Not long after that.
So after the balloon.
After the balloon is when I started contracting.
Mm.
And it felt like a broomstick was getting shoved up my fucking ass. And I was freaking out about it. And my mom was in there. Colby's mom was in there. Colby's grandma. And I'm fucking losing my shit, feeling like something's getting shoved up my asshole, and nobody's, like, everybody's just chit-chatting.
I didn't know they were there.
Yeah.
That was Thursday.
Yeah. After the balloon. It was after that was in.
Okay. Because you texted me Friday morning and said they're going to do a C-section.
Uh-huh.
Or they're talking about doing a C-section is what you texted me. 7 o'clock in the morning. Yep. I get this text and I'm like, oh shit. And so I text you back and I'm not getting a response. And I'm like, okay, so she must be having the C-section. In my brain, I'm like, okay, she's having the C-section.
No, that's probably when they were talking to me about how I could die. And I was fucking losing it.
Yeah.
I was losing it. The anesthesiologist came in and, like, read me my rights, basically. Told me, like, all the risks and, all that shit. And then I started sobbing, and they were like, Shauna, what's wrong? Like, they were really great. They were super nice.
Mm-hmm. They are very nice.
But they're like, what's wrong? And I dead ass. I was like, I'm scared I'm going to fucking die. And they're like, whoa, you're not, like, what? I was like, you asked what's wrong. I'm being honest about my feelings, which I don't do. I'm scared I'm going to fucking die. And Colby's like, oh, God. And they're like, Shauna, you're not going to die. That's our job to make sure you don't die. I go, yeah, but what if I do? And they're like, oh, okay, this bitch is a fucking nutcase.
Like, and get the psych ward ready.
Then they just, like, had to sign a whole bunch of paperwork about if I die.
Yeah. You're not gonna, but just in case.
In case you do, sign these papers. Like,
so
my epidural didn't work all the way. Because when they took me back there, Colby was in the room getting ready. They took me back to surgery. And I'm just laying on the table, naked.
Afraid.
While they're literally naked and afraid. My episode was in a hospital. And there's just 20 nurses in there. And they're all just, like, talking.
It's so weird.
And then I heard him talking about landscaping. And I was like, are you guys talking about me? And they were like, oh, yeah, we are. But you actually did pretty good. We don't even have to do anything. I was like, all right.
I should cool. tell you right now, they had to buzz the shit out of
me. Not me. They didn't have to do shit to me.
Look at you. I'm so proud of you and your vagina landscaping Thanks. Skills.
I mean, I only had...
That's true. You just looked on the other side.
Yeah, it was fine.
Okay, we have to backtrack. Before we tell the spoiler alert of the century, we need to go back a minute. So when you were pregnant, Marshall was always on which side of
My
you?
My left side.
Your left side. Strong side!
Yeah.
Left side!
That's what I say all the time when I think about it.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Same.
Name
that movie. Do, 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 do,
do. Okay, that movie is Remember the Titans.
Yep.
Yep, okay. So, Marshall was always on the left side of your stomach. Never moved. He was just real cozy over there.
Super cozy.
And we thought it was a bit odd, but we didn't think much of it.
I didn't know. I've never done this before.
Yeah, so. I was just like, oh, he just likes that side.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then you get into surgery room.
Yeah.
You're laying there naked and afraid.
Naked and afraid. No landscapes needed.
Okay, we're ready. They're getting ready.
They were doing the pinch test on my belly, and I kept telling them I could feel it. And they asked me if I could move my legs, and I lifted them both straight up in the air.
Naked and afraid.
Straight up.
V.
Yep. And the anesthesiologist was like, oh, no. I was like, yeah, that's probably not good, is it? Not in these times. So he was like, well, we could sit you up and do a spinal. I go, or you're going to knock me out, aren't you? And he's like, you're already prepped for surgery. It's the easiest, fastest way. And then I started sobbing because that is where I was going to die. That was where I was going to die.
This is it.
That's all I was like, this is it. This is where I fucking wrap it up.
Isn't that the most horrifying feeling?
Yeah. And I said, okay. I
was looking. Tell my dad I love it.
I was looking towards the door. I remember I was laying just like this and I was looking towards the door and I said,
you promise I'm not going to die?
He's like, I promise you're not going to die. And then I said, okay, where's Colby? Out.
That was the last thing
I remember. And then I woke up an hour later to them shoving a tiny little baby in my face saying, here's your baby. And I was like, no, it's not. That's not my baby.
I'm still pregnant. What are you talking about?
Seriously.
Yeah.
So I was out. Colby couldn't be in there. They didn't tell him. Did I tell you that? They didn't even tell him that I got knocked out. He was sitting in the room waiting
for them to come get him.
30 minutes later, a nurse walks in holding the baby.
Shut up.
And he was like, is she okay? Like, poor Colbs.
Poor Colbs. Poor Shauna.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had texted... The last text I got from you was they're talking about doing a C-section. I text back and I'm like, let me know how it's going. I get nothing. And I'm like...
Sorry about that.
No, I was like, okay, so she's getting the C-section. So I waited. I waited 2.5 hours and I hadn't heard anything yet. And I'm like... So I texted Colby and I don't get a response. Obviously, he's a little busy.
Yeah.
So the only thing I texted Dad.
Did you text Dad?
I was like, yeah. Dad, I need to know, is she okay? Is she having the C-section? He said she's back there right now.
Oof, Dad was panicking.
Oh, I'm sure your dad was
wrecked. Dad was sitting in his truck smoking cigars.
Oh, nonstop.
Because he wouldn't come up.
I don't blame him.
He came up, I think, when they told me I was going to have a C-section. I think he came back up, like, right before they took me back. And then he went back in his truck. smoking cigars.
I don't blame him. You're his only baby girl, having her first baby, and everything is going wrong start to finish.
Yep.
I'm sure he was a wreck. And you have always been your daddy's princess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, your daddy's tomboy.
Yeah, I'm not so much a
princess. You're not so much like here she is.
No.
Miss
America. You have to pause this. I'm going to piss my pants.
Okay, I got to smoke.
Okay.
Okay, so your dad is in the car smoking cigars during the C-section. You go get the C-section. They knock you the fuck out.
Out.
And you wake up with a baby in your face.
Yeah.
So and he take was us
so
from there.
Tiny.
So tiny.
We
thought he was going to be big.
They said he was weighing like 8.5 pounds. He was 6 pounds, 1 ounce.
Yeah.
He was super tiny. He was good. Everything was good with him. Nothing wrong. The nurse kept saying, the doctor will be in to talk to you. And I was like, why? What's wrong? Oh, nothing. The baby's fine. I was like, okay, what's wrong with me then? Oh, she'll be in to talk to you.
You're like, sweet. Here we go.
Sweet. So she comes in. She's like, C-section went great. Everything's good. But when we were in there, we realized that you have 2 uteruses.
You have what now?
Yeah, 2 uteruses. And I had to ask her if I was awake. I looked at her and I was like, what? Am I awake right now?
She's Is this like, a dream?
She's like, yes, you're awake. I was like, that's not a thing. What are you talking about? She's like, yeah, I've never seen it in person. It's actually super common. Is it? Because, like, it doesn't seem like it.
Oh, Mom, you'll have to ask Mom. Mom just came upstairs, I swear it was yesterday, and said there was a woman on Good Morning America who is pregnant with 2 babies, and she has 2 uteruses. And on Good Morning America, they were talking about how incredibly rare this is.
That's me.
That's Shauna. And I told Mom, I was like,
Why am I not on Good Morning America?
Right! I feel like maybe after this, you will be.
Mm.
I told Mom, I said, we always knew Shauna was special.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't know that it was vaginally.
Yes.
Or internally.
Kolb's would agree with that.
So, you just went through one of the most traumatic births. And if we play the record back, you will see that I did warn you. And my theory became true yet again. Easy pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
Difficult as fuck birth.
It was terrible. I'm not having any more kids. Never again.
It's not.
I'm not fucking doing it.
No.
No, I'm not on birth control either, folks. But like.
So knock on wood.
It's fine.
Everything's fine.
I'm not going to get pregnant.
So they tell you that you have 2 uteri, as Colby has.
Uteri.
Coined that term.
And I waited until you came to visit us to tell you. I didn't even text you. I waited to tell you in person so I could see your face.
And it was a
She
shocker.
Walked in the door and I was like, dude, I have 2 uteruses.
And Colby said, no, uteri. I think I stopped walking.
Yeah, you did. I remember that clear, plain as day. You being there before my fucking death pain? Yeah, I don't remember that.
So you have 2 uteruses.
Yep.
Uteris.
Yep.
And that is why.
That's why he was only on my left side. Never felt him on my right side ever.
Ever.
And I told my doctor that all the fucking time. And she was like, oh, he's comfy over there.
What I can't figure out and still blows my mind is how they did not figure this out on an ultrasound.
Yeah.
Because you had 2, 3?
I had a bunch. Because they always sent me over to get monitored. And every time I got monitored, I got a ultrasound.
Okay, so you had quite a few.
Yeah, I had like 4 or 5.
And they never noticed that you have 2 uteri.
Nope.
And are they like complete uteri, like one on the left, one on the right? Are they split?
Split right down the middle. I have 1 tube on one side and 1 tube on the other.
So is it 1 cervix that's split?
I only have 1 cervix, but sometimes people can have 2 uteruses and 2 cervix. I made her check at my 6-week appointment. I was like, check that shit out. Make sure I only got one of those.
Yeah, because in theory, you could get pregnant at separate times in your 2 separate uteri.
Especially because I have 2 separate
Yeah.
Like egg droppers.
There's a fallopian tube on the left. There's a fallopian tube on the right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a split down the middle, two complete uteri.
But one cervix.
One cervix.
Yep.
So no matter how much...
He was never coming out.
He was never coming out vaginally.
No.
He was never going to pass through.
Never. Because the way he was sitting on my cervix was like the side of his head,
mm-hmm.
not the top of his head.
Right.
So every time I had a contraction, it was just squeezing the side of his head. Because he had like a thing, like an indent or something on his head. They kept saying it, but I didn't see it. I was fucked up.
Yeah.
Too, but
I don't think you remember like the first month.
No, no.
Post-birth.
God, no.
So,
that was tough.
You, yeah. So I came to see you the day that you had him. He was wonderful. He's absolutely perfect.
He's so cute.
So freaking cute. So tiny. My kids came out at 8.5 and almost 9 pounds. So a 6-pound baby.
He was so small.
Was very small to me, but he was perfect.
Yeah.
And you were okay. Like,
everything
that you went through.
Here I am. I got a baby now.
You were okay, but my concern for you set in, it was 2 weeks after you had Marshall.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen you since you gave birth. You had those 2 weeks, and it was summer. And yeah. In summertime, we always do Sunday Funday. Sundas Fundus. And so you had said, hey, I feel like coming over, let's do a Sundas Fundus. I think you were just trying to...
I was trying to be normal.
There's almost this pressure.
Oh, yeah. Everybody expects you to just, like, be back to how you were either before you were pregnant, when you were pregnant. Dude, I was fucked in the head.
You were so fucked up. And I didn't realize it until... You were fucked up, like, mentally.
Yeah.
From, I believe, the trauma.
I think so, too.
I think you had PTSD on top of postpartum.
100%. Looking back now, because now I'm cool. Like, now I feel okay.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I have later postpartum sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, okay, what's any different than seasonal depression, really?
Yeah, it's just that time of year for us. So, Leos, as a rule, do not function well in the winter.
No.
We never have. You and I get very depressed
in
the wintertime. We're constantly sending each other texts like, is today the day?
Yeah.
Is this the end? Should we make a pact?
And now I have to have my period again, so that's fucking stupid. Hate it.
So, the first time I saw you after the hospital, after you gave birth to Marshall, you guys had come over, and it was a beautiful summer day.
It was so nice out, and I was so worried that it was too hot outside for him.
Yes, you were very... new mom panic.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's your first... I think it might have been one of your first times out of the house.
It was.
And I was like, hey, it's a nice day. It's not super hot. We can sit outside. We'll grill. I'll cook for you guys. Take it easy. See the baby. Blah, blah, blah. This poor girl sat in the chair and barely blinked. You were barely speaking. You were staring at Marshall because we were all trying to hold him. As, you know, you want to hold a newbie. And... you would not take your eyes off of Marshall, but it wasn't just in the way of, like, new mom worry. It was, like, that you weren't all there.
Yeah, dude. Thinking about it, though, like, I don't feel like I was there. I know myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was fucked up. When I say that, I don't mean, like, fucked up, like, I mean, like,
no, mentally. Like, mentally, you were, like, it was almost as if the light was on and nobody was home.
Yeah, that's
like,
how I
you
felt.
You were going through these motions. Yep. But you're...
And it's not like he wasn't sleeping. He was... It was
great
easy.
Baby.
Thinking about it now, it was easy. In the moment, it was so fucking hard. But I'd never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, no, dude. I really think I was a lot worse than I was letting people know.
Yeah.
I had shit to do. I had to continue to keep going. I had the dogs. I had him. I had to keep going. So, like, whatever.
And you kind of go through in those early days of... motherhood, you go through this, you're trying to find your flow. You're trying to find...
One day I didn't have a baby, and the next day I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go home with him.
What?
Who let me take him home?
And it's sleep deprivation.
Oh, God.
Your hormones are going insane.
That... is something that they really need to talk to you more, especially when you've never had a baby before. Your doctor, I feel like, needs to talk to you more about that.
About, like, your mental health?
All of it.
Okay.
Your hormones, how it's, like, up, down, fucking even, not even, like...
numb. There are moments that you're numb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely don't feel like I enjoyed him being a newborn as much as I wish I could have.
Yes.
Because I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was terrified of everything.
Were you, did you have a moment where you felt like...
what the fuck did I do? Because I felt like that.
Okay.
Colby and I looked, I remember one night we were sitting there and he wasn't even like crying or anything. We were like, dude, what did we do? And I was like, am I a bad person for thinking like, what the fuck? He's like, well, if you're a bad person, then I'm a bad person too. Like, obviously we love our son.
Obviously.
But.
These are very real feelings.
Oh my God.
And it's almost so overwhelming that you split into two. One part of you goes into autopilot.
Yep.
And you get through the day. If whatever necessary, whatever it takes, I got to get through this day. This kid's got to stay alive. The other part of you is sitting there going, what the fuck is happening?
Yep.
What have we done?
What have we done?
What was I thinking?
Life was so much easier.
And on top of these very different... opposite ends of the spectrum, you also have your body as a new mother trying to balance itself after the trauma that it's gone through.
Trauma.
And it's trauma. And then it's regular trauma. And then there is, when you have a difficult birth, there's a whole nother level of trauma.
Oh, and they thought my incision was infected.
Oh, yes.
So I was going to the doctor every week for my whole 6 weeks.
Yep.
Just to find out that I was allergic to the stitches. Cool. Awesome.
I remember you, it would not heal.
Never. The left side
would not heal.
Right side healed up really nice. Left side looks like somebody sewed my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
But like, whatever.
They
were so worried, like, it's right on your bikini line. Nobody's gonna see. I was like, I don't give a fuck if anybody sees a scar I have.
Right.
Because a baby came out of me. Like. I was like, you guys are talking to the wrong ones. I do not care about a scar.
Not at all.
Scar me up.
It's my battle wound. Don't care. My badge of honor.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's... So, if you could give advice to a first-time mom, now that you are 5 months...
It gets better.
It does get better.
If you don't want to breastfeed anymore, then don't fucking do it. Get formula. If you don't want to do formula, then don't do it. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Amen.
Like, just because Sally Sue from fucking 1973 wouldn't do that with her kid, who gives a fuck? Because your kid's not her kid. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Whatever feels right.
If you don't feel like you can breastfeed anymore, then don't do it. Because I lasted 2 days at home. And I was like, nope, get me formula because I'm not doing this. Because I was... two steps away from resenting that child and my spouse, and I did not want to do that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stop before I got to that point.
I was very, very proud of... So I constantly talk about to anybody. I've known you through... We've been friends for like 8 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't even realize. It seems like...
Jaden was little.
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 And
had
I'm
both
like,
legs.
Had both of them.
Yeah, he was little.
And I forget, because I just, in some instances, I feel like we have known each other in previous lifetimes.
Oh, yeah.
And then in other instances, I'm like, we haven't been friends that long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a while. So, but I've seen you through a lot of journeys.
Yeah.
Through life. And the growth that I saw in you the year before you got pregnant and had the baby was insane. The growth that I've seen since you've become a mom is insane. You are not... the person, the woman that you were 2 years ago.
No.
A year ago.
Last week.
You're literally like constantly growing. I think even you were worried about what kind of mother you were gonna
be. I'm sure a lot of people were. I'm fucking sure a lot of people were. I was.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't everybody else be?
You were very
I
nervous.
Never wanted kids. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't want kids. I'm not doing that.
You were very nervous to be a mom. You constantly said, I'm scared I'm going to be a terrible mom.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I knew in my gut, I was like, you're going to be good. Like, I knew you were going to be good. I didn't realize that you were going to be as fantastic as you are. You've really just like, I've had a lot of friends that become moms. And it's a learning curve. And it's not to be mean, but sometimes it doesn't seem natural. It doesn't come naturally.
Yeah.
For you, I've watched it, and it seems to come very naturally. Your instincts are there. you had the wherewithal to, through your trauma, advocate for yourself. Yeah. And there are a lot of women that don't, Shauna. There are a lot of women who are much older than us and won't speak up for themselves.
But it's easy to not. I can 100% see that now. Like, being in the hospital, it's easy to not be able to
advocate for yourself.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, did they kind of shove breastfeeding on me? 100%. Because I didn't want to breastfeed. Mm-hmm. I wanted to pump and bottle feed. I didn't get a pump or get shown how to use it until the day I was going home.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to breastfeed.
Yeah.
But that's all that he did. And then I had to try to figure out how to pump once I got home. And that shit was too
and much.
Props to all of you women that do that and love doing it. Props. Not for me.
Yeah.
Kids thriving on formula.
And I think it's very impressive that through your own mental health challenges and your struggles that you had post-delivery and becoming a mom, you, in your mind, knew this is not for me.
Yeah.
You tried it. I was there. I watched you. I saw so much of it. I was like, all right. We're close, but like, I have never seen mm-hmm. so much of your nipple.
Yeah, all of it.
I touched it.
My huge nip.
I was trying to get Marshall to, like, latch.
Yep.
And I didn't know. I didn't breastfeed. I chose not to.
I just slapped him on. Held him like a football. And he was like, all right, Mom.
Yeah. And it's...
Hell yeah, hon. Get them tits out.
I'll never forget when you put the, like the shield. The shield on. I was like, wait, there's a shield? Mm-hmm. And then I got really close because I was interested in the shield. Like, there were no boundaries between us anymore. No. We've seen it all.
Yeah.
You have great nips, thanks, by the way. Great boobs.
Thanks.
They've bounced right back.
They're bigger now than they were. They're not as big as they were like when my milk finally came in. Wow, when my milk finally came in.
Kolb's was excited.
He was. Even though I had like 6 sports bras on to try to compress them down, I took off 2 and he was like, damn. I was like, I know. These are nice, huh?
Don't touch them, though.
Do not touch them. Oof, God. That was weird, too. Like, nobody told me it was going to feel like rocks were just in my boobs. Just rocks. Solid rocks.
Yes. And it fucking hurts.
So bad. Tried everything. Cabbage.
And you did. You gave it, like, I watched you. You gave it mm-hmm. the old college try. You were like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And then you said, it wasn't 2 days. I think
it was 2 days.
It felt like a week.
It was 2 days. Well, I was in the hospital from Wednesday to Sunday.
True.
It was 2 days that I was home doing the pump.
Oh, that you were home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I did it in the hospital. Everything was fine in the hospital, but 2 days when I was home, I couldn't do it anymore.
And you texted me and said, I can't do this anymore.
It was 7 a.m.
Yeah. I woke up to this text of, mm-hmm. I'm not doing this anymore. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think it's great that you tried.
Yeah.
Do what feels right for you. And they do. I will say that they, in the hospital, they definitely push their agenda of breastfeeding.
Yeah.
I just knew, and I was like, no, and you know me.
Yep.
I don't want to do it. I ain't fucking doing it.
No means no.
No means no, guys.
No means no.
But you were open to it, and you were like, okay, I'll try it. Which I thought was great. I didn't.
And then I just, no.
And he's great.
He's great. He started sleeping through the night when he was like 2 months old, and I really put that to bottle feeding, because if he was on my boob, dude, he'd just be on my boob all the time.
Just playing with him.
Like
a man does.
Seriously.
I mean, I would play.
I mean, he's such a good... He's so good.
He's such a good baby.
People just don't talk about certain things as much as they should.
So, we talked about your... You wish the doctors had told you more. Is there anything else that you really wish you had known prior? Other than your mental health, your hormones. Is there anything else you really wish you had known? If a woman's coming to you, she's like, I'm pregnant with my first baby.
Honestly?
Yeah.
The nights were so scary to me when we first went home. Still, I mean, like, yeah, he sleeps in his crib now by himself, but I still go look at him. Yep. I still wake up, like, every 3 hours and go check on him. But the nights when we first came home, dude, that's why I looked like I looked when we came over.
Yeah.
I was so fucking petrified of nighttime. As soon as the sun started going down, I was fucking terrified. Terrified. Kolb's didn't even know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was so fucking scared at nighttime. I was so scared he'd just stop breathing.
Yeah. It's scary.
And then I just wouldn't sleep. Like, I was way worse off than I was letting on. Now that I'm not.
This is the first time
hearing about this. Yeah, I was way worse off. They'd call me and check in. How you doing? What's your scale of 1 to 10 depression? I know how to fucking talk to people so that people don't think there's something wrong. I'm not stupid. I'm not fucking telling these people on the phone that are checking in on me that I am terrified. I'm not saying shit.
Yeah.
Even though that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
That's what they're there for.
So
that's
not
what I was thinking.
Do you, in hindsight, do you wish you had been more open?
No. For what? For what?
Okay.
What are they gonna do?
Yeah.
Be like, well, it's gonna be okay. Do you want some meds?
Right.
No. I don't like medicine.
You don't.
Ibuprofen. You're not a medicine person. I like ibuprofen. Love my ibuprofen. Super happy to be taking it again.
Like, but she will not take meds if she can help it.
No. And I do.
And that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, if you do, cool. That's great for you. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
And I knew that's what was going
to
happen.
So did you ever, were you ever at a point, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but were you ever at a point that you were concerned for your mental health where you were like, oof?
No.
That's good.
It's not been any worse than it's ever been in my life. Like,
and gang gang.
I mean, really though, it was.
You seem very
I feel like I just keep going.
Yeah.
You know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I can always tell when something's wrong.
Like, yeah.
I can always tell when you're not okay.
When I'm not gang gang.
Yeah. Like, I know the difference between gang gang and, you know, gang gang.
Yeah.
And the only time throughout the journey that I was concerned was that first time I saw you. And I was very concerned.
Yeah.
But I couldn't speak to you about it because...
What are you going to say to me?
You weren't there. Like, there was no...
You were talking to me. I remember we talked over by the pool and you were like, are you okay?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, dude, I'm cool.
It's yeah.
Whatever.
And it's like, okay.
No, well. When she says, yeah, dude, I'm cool, she is not cool.
When she says it'll blend, like, red flags.
I knew you knew I was not okay at that point.
But I knew that you were in good hands.
Yeah.
And that if Colby, if you had been by yourself.
Oh, God.
I would have moved into your house.
I would have told the people on the phone.
Yeah.
If I was by my, no.
Yeah.
No,
because I would have been very concerned. But I knew you had and still have such an incredible support system in Colby. And I knew you were in good hands. And I'll be very honest, you guys. Everybody knows that. But I've never felt that you were in good hands.
You and everyone else.
Ever. Like, before Colby, anything before Colby, I never felt that you were in good hands.
No.
And I felt like I had to be the one to protect you.
That is why I know how to just get through and do what I do, though.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody take care of me or worry about how I feel or anything.
Or notice how you feel.
Yeah, notice if I'm not okay.
Yeah. And care.
Maybe and not they fight with me instead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this is the first time... This relationship is the first time that I've ever felt like, okay, like, she's going to be okay.
She's fine.
Because Colby's got her.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm so happy for you with that. And I'm so happy that Marshall has Colby as a dad.
Me
and
too.
He's a great dad.
He's so good.
One of the best I know. And so it was really nice to know that you were going to be okay because you had Colby and you had your dad and you had your mom. And there was a good, you had a good support system.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, it was... Without all of that, I would not have been okay. But, like, that's also why I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Because, like, I knew that I was going to be okay. I knew it was just, like,
This too will pass.
This is just what you do. You just got to feel like shit. I mean, you're bleeding. If you have a C-section, you're fucking hacked open still. You don't smell good. Your boobs are leaking. You might not have showered that day.
Or that
brushed
week.
Your teeth. Dude, I never fucking realized that. I was thinking about this morning when I was taking a shower. Never in my life have I gone more than like a day without taking a shower. Ever. Bro. When we first brought him home, it was like 3 days one time. And I was like, I need to shower. I have like a wound also. Like, I need to shower.
And it seems like climbing Mount Everest.
Oh my God.
You're like, I would rather lay here and drift into unconsciousness than undress my body, put it in the shower.
Take off my 6 sports bras.
Yes! Have the water hit my chest that hurts so bad.
I couldn't have him touch it.
I remember
that. No water.
I remember, like, back, like, nothing. Don't breathe on my boobs. Yep. They hurt. And then leaking from the boobs and the C-section is really fun.
Oh, my God.
I remember, so when I had Jaden... Again, emergency. I had a very bad birth with Jaden. And when I got home, also same thing. I was not of sound body and mind.
No.
And thank God I had my mom. I didn't have anybody else, but I had my mom who could take care of Jaden and also take care of me.
Yeah.
Because I was on my deathbed at that point. So I remember my first shower home. It had probably been a solid week.
Right.
I couldn't walk. Like, I couldn't physically stand. So my mom would come in and, like, you know, like...
Whore bath
me. I don't remember Jaden's first month at home. Same thing.
Yep.
Like, I don't remember.
Yep.
I think we disassociate.
And I really feel like... this is deep one.
Okay, I'm ready.
When people are like, oh, that overwhelming sense of love that you're going to feel... Like, yeah, I saw him and I was like, wow, I love him. That's my baby. But I don't feel like I, like, bonded with him for a solid month.
Yeah.
Like, at least.
Yeah.
And that is because of everything.
Bingo.
I was asleep. I went to sleep. I had no baby. I woke up and I had a baby. Like, that didn't click in my brain.
And then everything to get from no baby to baby was pain. After pain, after pain, after no sleep, no eating, no nothing. It was 3 days of intense pain and trauma.
Oh, yeah.
And so, naturally, your body to protect itself, your brain to protect itself shuts off.
Yep.
And sometimes, unfortunately, associates baby
with
pain and trauma.
Yep.
This is through no fault of your own.
No.
This is what your brain does to protect itself. Its instinct is to put up these barriers and these walls based on what has happened.
And that is something that they need to talk about more, too.
Absolutely.
Because, like, it's okay.
It's okay.
You will bond with your baby. You have no choice. Like, you're going to be there with that baby all day, every day.
You're the second person to tell me that. Chrissy said that she, same thing, she did not feel that, that instant...
No. And it I took felt a little like, bit. What the fuck?
Yes.
What the
fuck? You feel guilty and you think,
oh, God.
What is wrong with me? And you can't tell anybody
because
it's that deep, dark secret. Uh-huh. And you're going to hell and you're the worst person.
Worst mom ever.
Ever.
Yep.
And so you just keep it. And it's very important that we tell people these things. You're not alone. It is very common, you guys, especially even with a normal birth.
Yeah.
This is common, especially if you've had a traumatic birth.
Yep.
So give yourself some grace, you guys, and know that there is nothing wrong with you.
Yep.
And if you reach a point where you resent baby and you have thoughts of harming baby...
Call somebody.
Call anybody.
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 You can call us.
You can call us. You could comment on our Facebook page. You can send us a message.
Can't promise I'll be a lot of help, but...
I'm always on that thing. I'll be there. But yeah, definitely know those lines and that.
And if you have to just put your baby down, just put them down. If you feel like you can't do this shit right now and you're about to have some fucked up thoughts, put the baby down and walk away. I put the baby down and I'd go smoke a cig. Yeah, is that bad?
Probably.
Could be way worse.
Could be way worse.
I'm not fucking banging dope. So
it could be meth.
It's fine. I would just go smoke a cig. Wash my hands, of course. I was a fucking freako about that shit.
You guys, this girl. Now,
I had to change a shirt.
I've been very supportive through all of your new motherhood.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yes.
Like, I'm here for it. Raw team.
Don't kiss her baby.
Don't kiss her fucking baby. I will leap across this table.
Yep.
But the changing the shirt when you smoked.
Poor Colby.
You guys, I didn't say anything.
I knew.
But I was like...
In my head, I was like, this is crazy.
You're
fucking dumb. You're dumb. No joke. In my head, I was like, this is excessive.
We all are smokers, except my husband. We know that it's bad. We don't need to go into that.
Yeah, we know.
We just love it. So we do
No, you and I love it. Colby hates it.
Oh, but Colby doesn't like
it. He hates that he smokes.
Oh my God, I love it.
I love it too. And I tell him that all the time. He doesn't get it. He's like, that's fucking weird. I hate it.
I fucking get so happy when I am going to have coffee and a cigarette in the morning.
Yes, and then I'm going to shit myself.
I'm going to immediately... So it goes coffee, cigarette, Imodium.
Shit. Oh, Imodium, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Everywhere.
It, like, I can't wait to go to sleep because I know when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to get coffee and a cigarette.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and smoke.
I can't do that.
I know.
Mostly because I'm too lazy. Like, if I could smoke out of my bedroom window, I probably would.
Yeah.
But I can't.
I just go up.
We don't smoke in our houses.
No.
We don't smoke in the cars.
We're not smoking in front of the kids.
We're not doing that. But they would take off the shirt that they were wearing, put a new shirt on, smoke the cigarette in that shirt, and then take it off and hand sanitize before they would hold the baby again. Now, in theory, maybe you're like, that makes sense. But just to be clear, you also smoked while you were pregnant.
Oh.
So that's why this is...
I know! What the fuck is wrong with me? Am I proud that I smoked while I was pregnant? No, absolutely not.
You weren't chain smoking. It was when you were stressed out.
No, I cut back so much. It was very, very not like I smoke now and not like I smoked before I was pregnant.
I think it was like three, four.
I would have three a day.
Yeah, I was going to say it was morning, noon, night.
Yeah.
Anyway, and usually not the whole thing.
No, I would smoke a half of a half, uh-huh. And then I went to 72s,
uh-huh.
And their lights.
It's fine.
It's fine.
But... whatever.
He's fine.
The point was that she smoked pregnant.
Our parents didn't even have car seats, okay?
And they smoked with us
in
the car.
And they smoked.
Windows up.
They were probably smoking.
Oh, for sure.
When they were babies, they were probably smoking.
Oh, they came out smoking, yeah, for sure.
They can, everybody can, if you don't like it, I don't give a fuck. Don't say shit to me. Don't come at me. I was fucking stressed.
So,
I'm doing all this crazy shit when I'm smoking while he's in a microwave. What?
You hotboxed your kid.
I hotboxed my kid.
In the womb. But then
I gotta change my shirt. Hold on.
I'm glad in hindsight you can see the ridiculous.
No, I saw it then. I just couldn't tell myself you're fucking stupid. Like... that's the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life.
I love that you came, and when you started doing this, you turned to Colby and said, Christina's not going to do that.
I did.
And I was like, I'm glad you know. Uh-uh. I'll respect a lot of things, but the logic...
not that dumb.
The logic ain't logicking
for
me.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. Like, and nobody was going to tell me that's dumb. Nobody... who's... you're going to tell me that? That's my kid.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's dumb. Because I'll cry.
I couldn't, because you were so sad.
Nobody was going to tell me that.
No. I said, okay.
Do you, dummy. Yeah.
And this wasn't just once.
No.
This was...
the whole summer.
Yeah.
It was the whole summer.
Months. At what point did you give that up?
I don't know.
You're like, I don't know.
One day I was like, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? When I woke up from my fucking trauma fog.
That's a good trauma fog.
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, he's 5 months old now. He's way more, it's way different.
Whatever you say.
Cuckoo. Poor Colbs.
He
deserves something really nice, you know?
Maybe like a blowjob.
Mm. Today, I'm tired.
Marshall loved me for a solid month.
Yeah.
And then didn't anymore.
I think he has reflux, though.
You keep trying to say that, like, there's something wrong with him, but I think he just...
don't be mad at him.
I can never. I can never be mad at Marshall. And here's the thing. I feel like Colby keeps trying to placate.
What's that word? I don't know.
I feel like he tries to make me feel better by being like, no, Marshall's just tired, or no, Marshall's just hungry. That's not it. Marshall loves his mother. And Marshall only loves his mother. If she is an option, she's the number one. And nobody else will do. So while he obviously adores his Aunt Christina.
Yes.
I mean, what's not to love, you know?
100%.
But I'm not you.
Yeah.
And he knows it. And, like, I watched him for a month when you went back to work. I think it was about a month.
Yeah.
And I watch him every morning. He was... great and fun until he wasn't.
Yep.
And
he
and
was there for a good time, not a long time. That's my boy.
We used to have so much fun. I would put him on the ground and oh my gosh, the smiles and the babbling. And then one day it was over.
Scream Central.
He screamed, you guys, I'm not lying to you, from the moment that Shauna walked out of my house. She hadn't even made it to the car yet and this kid started screaming. Until it was what, an hour and a half later? That I was like, dude, he will not stop.
Yep.
And I sent you videos. Like, I was like, I'm not lying. Like, he's not.
Oh, I believe
I that. Thought something was wrong with him. There like, wasn't. I reached a point where I was like, do I take him to the hospital? Like, he was like, he was crying so much that I was like, I'm sure that his vocal cords are rubbed raw and he is beet red. He is sweating.
I hate that shit when he does that.
Bro, I was
when
like.
When he sweats because he's screaming. So he's had ear infections, and in the car, while he was sick, in the car, he'd just scream. No matter where we were, however long, the whole time. By the time we'd get home, and it's winter now, so yeah. He's got a hat on, heavy blanket. We get home, the kid's fucking drenched. Like, bro, calm the fuck down, you drama queen, king.
There's, like, no bigger piece of shit moment than when a child is inconsolable and you're like, this, they're near death. And then their parent shows up and they stop.
No death.
What?
Something's gonna happen.
Why are you?
Puke.
There's gotta be something.
Shit yourself.
Nope, he was fine. Yep. He went right to sleep.
Yep.
So.
He just wasn't on any schedule at that point either. If I think about it, like, we didn't really have a schedule. I wasn't, like, realizing when he was getting tired to, like, get him to go to sleep first.
But that takes trial and error.
There was nothing.
You learn. They don't come with a guidebook.
There was nothing. He was on no sort of schedule. Nothing.
Yeah. Trial and
he
error.
He would just lay with me until I decided to put him in the bassinet at 11. Like.
And that's okay.
Yeah, if you want to do that, cool. If you don't want to do that, cool. If you don't want a schedule, cool. Do what you want.
Do what you want.
Don't listen, everybody. Don't listen to all the TikToks about all the wake windows and timestamps and this and that. Because ain't nobody got fucking time for that in real life.
Yeah.
Nobody has time for that. If you're going to go to work, if you're going to have any sort of mental stability, like, you cannot focus on that solely.
Right.
Your kid will tell you.
Yeah.
They'll tell you when they're tired. You'll know. Now he likes to do this thing. He just yells. He just likes to yell when he's tired. So, like, I know. He's getting there.
I also like to yell. I do, too. Tired.
Yeah. He just is talking.
God, he's so cute.
I love him.
He's rolling over now.
In his sleep. That's fun. It's terrifying. So, it's all scary the whole time. No matter what. Everything new. Right when you get comfortable, it's scary again.
Uh-huh. But so you're just vibing along.
I've chalked that up to that's, like, the rest of my life now, so.
Now do you get when I said that will never go away?
Yeah.
Like, I still wake up and check that my kids are breathing.
Yeah.
They're 14 and 5.
Yeah.
When they're out of my eyesight, I'm scared.
It's weird.
It's very weird.
It's weird.
I love it.
Right.
Like, there's only...
They're just downstairs.
Yeah. Like, but, like, I...
Maybe.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sure.
They're fine. Anyways,
Are we back? Are we gonna...
Yeah, I think we're back. Do you think we're back?
Yeah.
Why not?
I think we might... I don't know that we can commit to a weekly episode just yet. Just because I have started a new career since you saw us last.
Yes.
I went to legal transcription school, graduated, and now I'm doing legal transcription from home.
Yes.
Which I absolutely love. It's the happiest I've ever been. And we could talk about that more in the next episode, but,
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming. You've got a new baby. I've got two kids and a job. You're back at work.
We're getting a house.
You're buying a house, you guys. Shauna and Colbs are buying their first house together.
A block away from your house.
It's a block away. I literally can see it. Like, if she stands on her porch and I stand on my side porch, if we removed the trees from the neighbors, we could see each other.
Yes.
But if I stop being lazy and just go down to the bottom of my step, I can see you.
Yeah.
You can see me.
Soon.
The 15th.
Hopefully.
Cross our fingers.
Fingers crossed.
So we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the shit show that is Jaden's ghetto ass school.
Oh my God.
That he goes to, you guys.
Chime in if your kids go to the same school.
Yeah, if you're in this town that we live in and your kids go to the school that teenagers...
14-year-olds go to.
Yeah. Like, not high school, but the other one. Yeah, let me know how that's going for you, because it's not going too fucking great over
here. It's not going well.
Why ghetto. Why is it so ghetto? Why are they beating the fuck out of each other every day?
I don't get it.
You guys, I have videos, and we will go into it on the next episode, but I have videos of these 13 feral. And 14-year-old feral-ass kids beating the shit out of each other in middle school.
In the hallway.
I've never seen such a thing, except on Animal Planet.
Or in high school.
High school, yeah, but even our high school was not that bad.
No, I saw, in 4 years, I saw maybe like 3 or 4 fights.
Yes, I saw the library when they threw the kid through the library window. Mm-hmm. The cafeteria, which was a racial thing. Yep. You weren't there yet, I don't think. Because that was my freshman year.
So no.
Okay, the cafeteria, and then the one that the kid went to the hospital. I can't remember what year that was. But anyway, yeah, in 4 years, maybe 3 or 4 fights. I have video on my phone right now from just the beginning of the school year. I think I have 5 fights seen. But anyway, we'll get into that. There's a lot to talk about. Anything else? So I think we're going to try and do like 2 episodes a month.
Yeah.
I think we're going to shoot for that right now.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
I feel like we can do that.
Especially in the winter when we have nothing else to do. And in 2 weeks you'll live...
Now we're so much closer. It'll be so much easier. A block away. It'll be so much easier.
So much
easier. And then maybe we can do it at my house sometime.
Yes!
Yeah.
We can absolutely...
It'll be fine.
Especially since I have 2 mics. We can just leave one there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're going to come back. We apologize for just dipping out for 7 months.
Shit got wild, okay?
Okay, as mothers, we know. Life is unpredictable.
Don't hate us. Just come back for us.
Just come back. We're here for you. We never left. We've just been a little busy. And I mean,
I might have. I think I left. I think I checked the fuck out.
Shauna mentally checked
out. I'm back.
Out.
I'm back. Here we are.
Move over, Beyonce. Shauna's back. Okay, guys, so we will be back probably in 2 weeks. Make sure you are following our Facebook page, Millennial Momming. We are going to be shooting some stuff and putting it on TikTok. We just didn't bother to set up just yet. Okay. That's fine. Anyway, okay, we'll check you guys out probably in 2 weeks. Take care. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself grace.
All of it.
Stop judging other mothers. We're all just out here.
Vibing. Trying to fucking get through. You got this.
All right. Bye.
Bye.